Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
Ha, ha, ha. Welcome, and what shall we discuss?
Well, first of all, Elias, I was wondering if I could ask some pretty typical questions here about myself and my wife.
Very well.
Could you tell me our essence name?
Very well. For yourself, essence name, Sobini. S. O. B. I. N. I.
Sobini.
For your partner, essence name, Lynette. L. Y. N. E. T. T. E.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do I belong with Sumafi and align with Sumari?
Yes.
Oh, I thought so. And my wife, Elias?
And your impression?
My impression would be align with Borladum.
Correct.
And belong with Sumafi as well?
Correct.
2 for 2.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Number of focuses, past, present, and future for me?
Numbering of focuses in this dimension. That would be total numbering of focuses in this dimension.
In this, okay. And am I on my final focus?
Yes.
And is my wife?
No.
Okay. And my orientation, is it intermediate?
Correct.
And my wife?
And your impression?
Soft.
Correct.
And then my focus type, my impression was emotional?
Correct.
And my wife, would she be... thought?
Political.
Political. Oh. And then, Elias, what is my connection with her? Seems like we have a fairly close connection.
And I would express that you have shared many, many focuses together. And you also engage a counterpart action.
Oh, wow.
Therefore, in manner of speaking, in relation to the numbering of focuses that you have shared, you would be considered soulmates.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Elias, was right now my wife is experiencing some fairly large fluctuations in emotion, and periods where she's lacking motivation, and just wondering, is this from the present wave that
yes.
we're going through right now?
Yes, this would be very much associated with this present wave, and it is not unusual.
Okay.
My suggestion is to allow, not to push, and to express to her an encouragement that whatever she is experiencing, merely allow it to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Not to be expressing expectations of herself, not to be generating the shoulds and should nots with herself, but merely allowing herself to relax and be. And the more she does not push, the more quickly this phase, so to speak, will dissipate.
Okay. Next, Elias, I wanted to talk about this experience I had where it felt as though I had channeled an essence by the name of Oliver. Is that actually what happened?
Yes.
And could you explain, Elias, sort of what happened there and why I was so aware of everything?
This is not unusual. If you allow yourself an openness and you relax in the energy, you can easily allow an energy exchange. Many, 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 if not most, individuals, when they experience an action such as this, become unsettled and somewhat nervous in relation to the action, and many times will not allow themselves to engage it again.
Okay.
Which is not unusual. But it is a matter of, if you want to engage the action again, it is merely a matter of allowing yourself to relax, recognize that essences are not intrusive, and therefore no harmful action will occur to you.
Yeah.
And in that, merely trust yourself in allowing the flow.
Okay.
It is also quite natural for individuals, if they are engaging this type of action and they are aware of what is occurring and what information is being relayed, at times to alter automatically some words or even some combinations of words. Do not fight with that. That is an automatic action that occurs. And it is not bad, for it does not invalidate whatever information is being expressed, which is another reason that individuals many times do not allow themselves to continue, for they incorporate this idea that if they unintentionally, automatically alter a word or a combination of words that they are invalidating the information itself, which is incorrect. It does not invalidate the information. It is merely that you are accustomed to processing information in certain manners. And when you are generating an energy exchange, the information may be presented differently than what you are accustomed to. And therefore, your body consciousness will automatically, to an extent, rearrange that. But it matters not, for that does not mean that whatever information is presented is not valid or is not correct. It is all beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In this also, you can derive considerable information from the essence itself as to that essence's agenda and direction and what its experiences have been, and that can also offer you interesting information.
Okay. Now after the first day, I felt that energy exchange. I feel like my breathing now when I go into meditation is different. Is there something that happened there or that I'm doing differently? That I seem to breathe really heavy now, and I seem to exhale and inhale for longer periods of time.
That would be an allowance for a greater capacity with you.
Okay.
In allowing yourself to engage another essence, you either will move in a direction of becoming more open, or you will move in the direction of shielding more.
Okay.
Therefore, what you are doing is allowing for more of an openness, and your body consciousness is reflecting that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have a question, Elias, about this reoccurring dream I think I've had since I was a young kid, about murderers coming into my house and killing people, and I'm trying to hide and escape, and I always end up calling the police, and I end up getting away, but in the process, I think that they attack my family, and I'm just wondering, I heard you give someone else advice about how sometimes we do this to express a thrill in a safe manner, and prevent these fears in my waking state. Is that what I've presented to myself there?
That is correct in some situations, and in that there can be elements of recurring themes. In this particular dream imagery, in some aspects, you are allowing yourself to do that. But it is more than that. This is actually a memory. This is associated with another focus of you.
Okay.
That actually experienced that. Generally speaking, when individuals incorporate recurring dream imagery in relation to another focus, that other focus was expressed in a very close time proximity to their own. which would be this other focus was within your reality and experiencing these actions in your 1900 early 60s. Generally speaking, these types of vivid, recurring dream imagery associated with another focus will be a clear memory of a focus that is very close in time to your own.
Okay.
And therefore, it is easier to bleed through, and it is easier for you to connect that memory.
Okay.
But I would express that you also are, in another layer, incorporating that imagery for the purpose of not generating violent actions within your waking state.
Yeah.
Although it is your choice, now that you are aware that another focus of you experienced that, you can choose to change the imagery in the dream to some other type of action that would serve the same purpose, if you are so choosing.
Okay.
To not create violent or disturbing actions within your waking state, but not necessarily continuously replaying the actual experiences of the other focus.
Okay.
Therefore, in knowing that it is another focus, you offer yourself more flexibility in dream imagery.
Okay. Good. I have a question, Elias, about 1111 and well, the number 11, and how I know I read about on your site how you mentioned that it's imagery that we've given to ourselves as a reminder of our shift. And I'm just wondering, I seem to present myself with this a lot, and I'm wondering why it seems to be a select number of people that see this number.
As I have expressed previously, it is not merely associated with the shift, but it is also associated with another physical dimension. And some individuals are more open to other dimensional focuses than other individuals. In this, some individuals incorporate much more interest in other dimensions than in this particular dimension. And that allows for a greater openness in relation to other dimensional bleed through. And this particular number is associated with that. Therefore, that is an indicator that you as an individual incorporate more of an openness to other dimensional activity than may another individual.
Okay.
Which would also be associated with shifting, for in shifting, you may incorporate more of a potential to move in directions of allowing yourself to penetrate those particular veils of separation, of allowing more interdimension interaction.
So as I experience my own shifting, that some of the bleed-throughs that I experience could be from other dimensions?
That is quite possible.
Okay. I got a question, Elias, about, Seth talks about certain coordination points, even within a house that can facilitate energy, and I'm in the process of moving to a new house, and I was just wondering if you could tell me an area of the house where it would be best for my meditations.
What I would suggest to you as a very effective exercise, which will also allow you to be more attuned to energy, which will also be helpful to you in either an exchange or communication with another essence, and also in relation to interdimensional expressions or contact, so to speak, for when you become familiar with energy, you can manipulate much more efficiently. As you engage the new house, allow yourself to slowly move through each room in different positions within each room, and merely stand for a few moments in each position and feel the energy. For in actuality, this is correct. There are different energy points in any location that are associated with energy deposits, and some of those energy deposits may be more dense than others. Therefore, when you move through one of those, the energy will feel thicker, which, if you are paying attention to, your body consciousness will actually respond, not in overt manners. But if you are paying attention, you will notice that in denser areas of energy, your body consciousness will actually incorporate a slight tension, and you will feel a slight restriction. In other areas, the energy deposits may be very open, which in your terms creates a type of vortex, which is a portal or an opening point, which your body consciousness will respond to that also. And if you are paying attention, you will notice yourself being more relaxed. You will notice your sensation of your skin being more heightened, and your breathing will be easier. Those points would be the points that you would seek out for your meditation areas.
Okay, and when you say different positions, you mean standing versus sitting?
No, positions as in points in the actual house.
Okay.
It should matter not whether you are standing or sitting or lying in any of those points. The energy is the same. And therefore, regardless of what your physical position is in those points, your body consciousness will respond the same.
Okay. I have a question about the subject of nutrition, Elias. At one point, Seth had mentioned to Robert Butts that it would be beneficial to cycle his multivitamin. And my question is that, you know, recognizing that our beliefs determine the effects that foods have on our health, if you were to base this recommendation on where our mass belief systems lie at present, is there any recommendations that could be helpful to most people with the subject of nutrition?
What would be helpful to most individuals would not necessarily be specific in relation to foods, but would be more associated with listening to their individual body consciousness. Paying attention to what their body consciousness is expressing to them. Now, this is important for the tricky element with this is that individuals incorporate strong beliefs in relation to what is nutritional and what is not. And they also incorporate strong beliefs in relation to what they should eat, what they should not eat, and how much they should eat, how much they should not eat. There are many, many different associations with nutrition with individuals. What becomes tricky with this is to genuinely listen to what your body is prompting you to consume. For at times, what your body is prompting you to consume may not seem logical, but in actuality, it may contain some element that the body consciousness wants to maintain itself properly. In this, it is a matter of listening to that, but only for the amount of time that the body is prompting you to consume it. Not incorporating that prompting and then continuing to consume that particular food from then on. For eventually, once the body consciousness is satisfied with a particular element, it will stop prompting you to consume a particular type of food. In this, it is important not to restrict what the body consciousness is prompting you to consume, but also not to confuse what you are being prompted with other issues. For many individuals will express that their body consciousness is prompting them to consume certain elements or certain foods, when in actuality what they are doing is consuming in a false sense of comfort, or consuming in a false sense of what they should be doing. Therefore, it is a matter of discerning what your body consciousness is actually communicating and what you are communicating to it, for those are different actions. For the most part, what individuals do is they communicate to the body consciousness what it will consume. Therefore, you dictate rather than listening. I would express one element that for most individuals, not all, but most individuals, would benefit in their dietary nutrition by incorporating more fish. For this is assimilated into the body consciousness different than consuming meat, which I am not expressing that individuals should not consume meat, but in balancing the body consciousness, it would be beneficial for most individuals to incorporate more fish, for this allows more of a stabilizing effect in relation to the body consciousness, for the energy of fish is less dense.
Okay. That's in addition to fish oil, Elias?
Yes. Which fish oil is beneficial also.
Okay.
But remember, every individual is different, and therefore some individuals may not actually tolerate certain elements that would be beneficial for most individuals.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Elias.
You are very welcome. I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Okay.
And I shall be offering my energy to you in encouragement, my friend. In great appreciation and in tremendous lovingness to you. Au revoir.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Thank you.